Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy, how you doing? It's Casey, Rapid Advance, recording line. How are you?
Hi, Casey. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to, I saw your email, but I figured I'd give you a quick buzz just to go over this. Do you have a second? Are you busy?
Yeah, we can definitely go over it. I actually just got off the phone with Sierra Donnett. I also reached out to her when I wasn't able to get a hold of you, so she kind of just went over the approval with me and kind of told me the process, but yeah, I can just discuss it with you again real quick and make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is a lot of information to take in, you know what I mean? A lot of numbers, so.
Yeah.
But once you do it a time or two, you'll be fine. So basically just to kind of, you know, dumb it down for the partners because it is a ton of numbers. You know, I just say the standards, you get 12 points, selects mm-hmm. a fixed 3, and then preferreds are 1.5, which I'm sure Sierra went over with you.
Okay. Actually, I didn't know about preferred being 1.5. So what I had was, 12 points on standard, and then you said select was 3 points?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then preferred is 1.5?
Yeah, it's 1.5, so those are kind of the select prefers, which you can have in your back pocket in case they don't want to take a standard, because obviously you want to try to get the most points on standard. But some mm-hmm. of these really qualified clients, you know, won't even entertain a standard just because, you know, they're borderline bank eligible. So,
okay.
And you can also, on the standard, you have 12 points to work with, so, you know, if you want to discount it, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points, whatever, you know, you have 12 points of discount there.
Uh-huh.
You could do that to, you know, in case the client's not comfortable with the payback amount. You can reduce it by, you know, discounting your points.
Sure. Okay, so I guess, like, the order you would kind of go in is just start standard. If it doesn't work, then you can work your way down to, you know, cutting commission till customer's comfortable, I guess.
yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you can always... You know, if they say, "Oh my gosh, Dan, that's crazy," you can always say, "Well, let me go speak to, you know, our CEO or whoever it may be, and we'll try to get you a discounted rate." And you can pitch them on select, and then, you know, if they say no to that, then, you know, worst case scenario, you have preferred. So.
Okay, and so then there's always going to be an origination fee for your select and preferred program, right?
Yes.
Because I don't see anything listed on the standard.
Yeah, standard origination fee and everything's built in with select and preferred. There is, like you said, once the client's 53% pay down,
mm-hmm.
they're eligible to renew. I don't know if Sierra went over that with you.
Yeah, she sent me like some information. I think it was like a document with like some training slides. So I just have to read over that to kind of understand. So 53% paid in, eligible for renewal. So from here. Once we've selected, like, the terms that the customer wants, do we respond to you asking to, I guess, create documents, create contracts for the customer?
Yeah, absolutely. You can, you know, you can say, "Casey, look, I want contracts for this dollar amount."
Okay.
I can send them over. We also kind of speed things up. We have a link we can send to your client where they can just click on it and e-sign the contract opposed to printing it out and hand-signing it and
sure.
sending it back in.
Okay. I guess we can give you some feedback when we get to that point, just so that you guys kind of understand our process. Our operations team is kind of split into credit and funding. So I'm on the credit side. You'll probably be working with myself and my coworker Grant on, you know, the submission process, getting the approval, going over terms. But once it gets to the point where we're requesting docs, you'll still be our point of contact. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be our point of contact, but most likely you'll be working with some other individuals on the team that are in our funding department, and they're kind of the ones that work with the customer to clear stipulations and get over everything that you guys need for final underwriting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So will I be dealing with you and Grant, and then will you be looping in the person I'll be contacting with to discuss conditions about? Will they be, you know, CC'd on an email, or will they know to
I think the way we'll handle it is because at this point we've just presented this offer and the approval to our sales rep. Our rep obviously has to go sell the terms, and once we have an agreement from the customer on what terms they want, I'll probably have our funding supervisor, her name is Kara, she can reach out to you and just let you know that she's requesting docs, and then you'll work with her from there on out.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so that's easy enough.
Cool. It's good to know that you know, at least with Rapid, we kind of have one representative on a deal from beginning to end. So that definitely helps us understand, you know, what we're doing here.
Yeah, because I mean, I already know I'll be in the loop or whatever the account executive you have. So it'll just be us. Even when it goes in underwriting, we'll be communicating with you. All the underwriter does is they do the client interview with your client, obviously, and then they call the landlord reference. We do everything else. We keep you in the loop. We tell you where you are, you know, as far as updates. And with that being said, did you guys sign up for the portal to get automated or real time updates?
I think Grant, who set up our company with Rapid, may have information on the portal. Let me just check with him and see if we're able to like sign in and everything like that. What kind of information's in the portal?
Basically, it'll tell you so exactly when the underwriter clicks the approve button, you'll know it's approved. Whenever I submit it, as soon as I click it, you'll get an automated update right then. It'll just give you a step-by-step. If there's any conditions after it's approved, you'll know the conditions, and then you know I'll call and go over more in depth if you have questions and whatnot. But it kind of, you know where you stand, and you know that way if I'm in a meeting or something and underwriting's working it, you'll get the updates. You already know, and then you know that way you don't have to wait until you know we're out of a meeting or something like that.
Okay. All right, no worries. Yeah, I'll check out the portal, and it's basically a way to like track deals in real time then to let us know like the status and where things are.
Right.
Okay, excellent. I'll take a look at that afterwards. I don't think I have any other questions right now. At the very bottom, under pre-qualification notes, is that going to vary from deal to deal? Like, it's specific to the customer and the deal, right?
Right. So anything, you know, well, there's some industry types that are involved. I might have some more notes, but you know, for the most part, anything under 75K,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to need the last 3 months of statements. Anything over 75K, that's when you get into needing financials.
Okay.
And this is this Evergreen Lighting, this particular deal, is one of those, just because they qualify for you know a very large dollar amount, so we mm-hmm. would need financials on this one.
Okay. Sounds good.
But you'll have all that in front of you, and we'll put that in the email as well. So you have, you know, you'll be in the loop about everything.
All right. Awesome. Are we going to see like a different set of stipulations once we request contracts?
You won't get the ones up front. There is a site inspection, but that would be done. You know, once. We submit the deal. So once we submit it, they do the initial review and they say, hey, look, this is looking good. Let's order the site visit. We order that. It comes in 24 hours, sometimes 12 hours. So you'll get an update on that. And also we call you and say, hey, look, we've already ordered the site visit. And our site team actually calls your client to set up a meeting. That way we're not missing them when we go there.
Okay.
And those are for deals that are 75K and over. So.
All right. Excellent. So pretty much on anything 75K and over, you need full fins, full financials, as well as a site inspection?
Site inspection, right. And then instead of 3 months, it would be 6 months. So, that'll be on the slides, but you know, if you don't want to go through all those all the time, you can just give me a buzz and I can give you an answer.
Sure.
We also have an add-on product, so some clients can get funded, you know, in the next 10, 20, 30 days, depending on you know, the circumstances of that particular deal, and I can go over all that with you too. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can do to kind of tailor to your client's needs.
All right. Sounds good. I don't have any other questions for now, so thank you for your time and giving me a call. I appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. I appreciate it. It was great speaking with you. And do you have any update on the Evergreen? I mean, do you have any, are they, you think they're going to move forward, or are they thinking about it? What's the
Like probably 30 minutes ago, I just put the offer into like our CRM, so I think the rep just has to go over it. Gotcha. And we'll let you know that we have $250K approved at OnDeck, and then we also have $350K approved at Fora. I think that you guys are offering pretty competitive as far as like term and rate goes. And of course, you have the higher dollar amount with the select approval at 404.
Right.
So it's just a matter of what the customer needs. I don't have any feedback from the rep just yet.
Sounds good. And if you know, if we need to tweak this to make it work for your client, I guess would you be calling, or your rep? So you're saying your rep would be calling us on that, or?
No, we'll communicate to you guys on behalf of our sales rep. So I don't think that you guys would ever be speaking to anyone in our sales department, just people in operations, mainly our credit and funding team.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. Well, I hope we can you know, kind of make this work and get some deals done with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I hope so too. And I guess I just had one more question that just came to mind. Do you guys contact the customers ever to go over these terms, or is it like we'll let you know once you need to reach out to the customer for underwriting, or if we need help closing a deal? Like, how does that work?
Exactly. We don't, unless you guys are okay with it. So if you guys say, look, you know, I trust Casey or whoever the account executive is to call this client and explain the product to them. If you guys are busy, or, you know, whatever the case may be, if you guys say, you know, give us authorization, then we do it. But if not, you know, we're not going to do it until you say, hey, it's okay to.
Okay. Awesome. So I think for now, just have us like manage communication with the customer, and we'll give you some feedback if, you know, the rep's having a hard time and we need some assistance. Does that work?
That works fine. I'll put a note in here too so the other guys know, and
okay.
We'll go from there.
Cool. I appreciate it.
No problem, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks.